Hallelujah. Listen, because this is very important. This mouth that God gave us, the tongue, both life and death come out of this mouth. Hallelujah. And all of us, we know that every curse that is released to work against anybody, somebody must say something. And if you are going to be blessed, somebody will say something. So it's important that we should use this. Let's read it. Let's read it. Give that sister a microphone to read it from the screen. Give her a microphone. Proverbs 18 verse 20, 21.
A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled.
Verse 21.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Wow. God bless you. Please clap your hand for this sister. God bless you. Be seated. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Let's have some examples of death. Let's look at death. How the mouth produces death. Just few examples. Number one, we see it in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 12 to verse 14. We know that story. Hallelujah. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto that tree, unto it. What did he say? Everybody, let's go. He just said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And the disciples heard it. It has to be heard. And you know what? As I read this, although we know what that scripture is in its primary application. Now, but the secondary application, and there are many secondary applications, but one primary application. Now, among the several secondary applications, I hope I'm not speaking too much of grammar here, is that what I catch here is this. I see that Jesus Christ saw a tree because he was hungry, hoping to go and see fruit there to eat from it. And when he got there, he didn't see the fruit and he cursed it. And I see this as maybe somebody's position here, condition here today. That your uncle came to you and was hoping that he will get some money from you. And when he came, he discovered you didn't have anything to give him. He got angry and he cursed you. In cursing you, he just released it. Fear. And the next day, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. Why did he say have faith in God? See, he spoke, and what he said came to pass. But this time, it was death that came out of his mouth. That's one example of death. And then they were surprised. Come, how did this happen? How did this happen? Somebody here, you begin to practice these things we teach here, especially this exhortation. By the end of the year, people will just come to you and say, come, how did this happen? How did you just finish building 2 houses in 1 year? How did it happen? How did you marry this type of man? How did you get your business to this extent? Come, how did you do it? All your market just a sell anyhow. How did you do it? How did you do it? And Jesus is still saying, have faith in God. Actually, he's saying, have the faith of God. Because if you notice there, if you say have faith in God, and you look at it literally, you will say that he prayed to God and God killed the tree. But he didn't pray to God. He didn't come there and start saying, Father, see, I wanted to, I'm hungry and this tree deceived me. Father, let this tree thrive. Let this tree die. Then, if he now say, have faith in God, that means trust God that anything you tell him to do, he will do it. But you know it is not applicable to that exercise. He just said, no man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. He just said it. So, why did he say, have the God kind of faith? Because God said, let there be, and there will be. So he then said, if you say to this mountain, the next verse, he began to teach them. This is what happened. He spoke to the fig tree, and they had it, and he went his way. The next day, everything there dried up. From the root, the tree dried up. Peter, who heard what he said? Master, see, he was surprised. Why would he be surprised? And Jesus said, remember, we've just seen in Psalm 82, ye are gods. So, live and operate the principles that our God operates. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this, and there was. Let there be this, and there was. Let there be this, and there was. Amen. Now, another question is, how will it come to pass? It's not your business. Say it. There is another force. Hallelujah. There is another power that is working in us. There is another power that when you do your own, say it and they take over to make sure what you say come to pass. Oh, glory be to God. And he said, if you say to this mountain, verse 23, can we read it? For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, he was standing before a mountain and talking to them, be thou removed. See, there is no prayer there. He was not praying. He's exercising authority. Somebody say, I have authority. I have power. I have authority. Be thou removed. And be thou, tell them where you be specific, where you want it to go. And be thou cast into the sea. See? And you not doubt in your heart. They shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Say. That is one example. From that mouth, death proceeded. He spoke death. Hallelujah. See another place again that death was spoken. In Numbers chapter 13. Hallelujah. In Numbers chapter 13, and let's read it from verse 20. I want us to listen very well to that story because we are reading something here. I mean, we want to study a principle that will help us when we are in our closet, will help us in our Christian life and shaping our lives generally. Amen. I'll read that from verse 20. He says, remember that he sent 12 elders to go and spy the land. Amen. They are supposed to go and find out that land that has been promised them. 12 elders have been selected to go and see how it is and bring a report to the people. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be of good courage and bring of the fruit of the land. That's the commission given to the 12 elders. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came, and then you go on like that, and let's go to verse 25 says, and they returned from searching of the land after how many days? 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, that is the giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and everything. Verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Praise the Lord. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they have searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land, listen very well, that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And if you read further, they already spoke that they cannot. Praise the Lord. Death came out of their mouth. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord went forth in chapter 14 and verse 20. And the Lord said, because Moses, they got angry, they stirred up the whole camp of Israel, the congregation. They were crying, they were wanting, they were murmuring. In fact, they started riot against Moses. And Moses began to intercede for them. And from verse 20, and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. Listen. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because, see, a curse. All those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherewith he went, and his seed shall possess it. And before you know what, that is the reason why they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And none of them that brought that evil report, and those who believed them, none of them entered the promised land by a curse that was released upon them. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. One more example of death is in Genesis chapter 49. Genesis chapter 49, and let me read it from verse 1. Another very interesting one. The power of the tongue. Jacob is now old. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Why? He said, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. He slept with his father's wife. And for that, Jacob told him he will not excel. Did it come to pass? Yes! Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. In short, read everything he said concerning every one of them became their history later on. The power of the spoken word. You know, there's one other mystery. When your father or your mother is about to die, the last words it speaks to you is prophecy. It comes to pass. That's the power that a father or a mother, particularly the father, has over the child. When the father is dead, the authority transfers to the mother, the widow. Anything you say over those children come to pass. The power of the spoken word. We know the story of Lazarus. Let's see now some examples of life. Now, life. Lazarus. How did Lazarus come back to life? Lazarus, come forth. The power of the spoken word. He didn't go there, oh Lord, oh Father, my friend is dead. You know, Father, I'm the resurrection and the life. Father, oh Lord, bring him back to life. Oh Lord, there is time to do that type of prayer, and there is time to exercise authority. Amen. What did he say? Lazarus, come forth. Did he come forth? But he needed even a second touch again. He came forth, but bandage bind him. What did he say? Loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. So that you understand why he said, I give thee power. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Power. I'm not talking about ministers. There are even some ministers in this church. Some time ago, when I say come and bless the people, I will say come and bless the people. It is with this understanding I have. Come and bless the people. They will come and collect microphone. Father, oh Lord, oh Jehovah, oh Jesus, oh you are the lion, oh you are this, you are this. Father, come and bless your people in the name of Jesus. I could look the person. I said, come and bless the people. They come pray for them. I want somebody who knows the power of the spoken word to know that what I say over the people, if they answer, it will come to pass. This year will be better than last year. And you answer amen. If I am a true servant of God and you connect to that, in fact, whether I am true or not, if you heard me, because the important thing is that you heard me. I say it. Amen. And you answer. It must come to pass. You don't believe it. So get your children and speak over them. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's understand it better. In Ezekiel chapter 37. Hallelujah. Everybody knows that story, but how many people practice what you see there? Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very, very, very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Somebody here, the Lord is asking you again today, can your situation change? Amen. But you don't know how it will change. That was what the seeker was saying. Now you know. Because you know all this. Now you know how this bones can live again. Again he said unto me, verse 4. What did he say? Somebody shall prophesy. Oh. Jump up and shout, I will prophesy. Say it again, I will prophesy. Thank you, sit down. That is the only way the dry bones will walk, is by prophecy. Prophecy here is not, you know, go and meet a prophet and see that make enter spirit for you. It is, you will say something. He said, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinus upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. There is something that caught my attention here. That the power of the tongue is so much that even God cannot do without it. Why would God just come down, pyam, and do what he wants to do before men, before the children of men? Why will he not just, Ezekiel, can you see those dry bones? Ezekiel, just watch. And then from skeleton to skin and everybody begin walk. And God desired those. Ezekiel did not go to intercede for the dry bones. So God, I hope you know the dry bones, they are Israel. Okay. Now, God was seeing the condition of Israel, and his mercy has come down to restore them. But he has a principle, the restoration will only come by a voice, by a prophecy. That is the reason why, for God's own mouthpiece on earth here, so that he too can speak, he raises up prophets. The prophets are to fulfill, so that when God too wants to exercise his own, to speak, he will now come upon a man. He has so ordained. And then you will hear, thus said the Lord. Christ will not comfort until he speaks it. He came to Isaiah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, his name shall be called Emmanuel. It was the Spirit of the Lord speaking. And no matter how long it takes, it came to pass 700 years later. But those 700 years, between the time spoken and the time of fulfillment, that power was at work. Hallelujah. When you speak, hallelujah, there is the time of speaking and there is the time of manifestation of what you have spoken. Once you speak it, it must come to pass. Glory be to God. God himself meets you. Have you also noticed that God sometimes comes and gives us prayer points? Eh? You have a problem, and the voice of the Lord will speak to you. Take 3 days fasting and confess Psalm so. Eh? To answer you, you must say something. Do you realize that he will just give you a dream? People don't understand that. You are wondering what is happening, then you decide to take a fast over the matter. Then as you sleep, he will show you the cause. And every dream is God telling you, wake up and say something in line with what I have showed you. Why would he settle it? He will still leave you to say something because he has already given you the power, and that power is in your tongue. God is bound by his own principles. When Christians find it difficult to pray, it's because you don't understand these principles. Why did he give you the leg? There's a reason for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why did he give you the hand? There's a reason for it. Why did he give you the mouth, the tongue? That voice he gave you, there is a reason for it. Hallelujah. And he spoke, and the dry bones rose again. He spoke life. Life and death in the power of the tongue. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when I say these things, I'm saying what I have personally to confirmed. Oh, sure. I have confirmed it. I have tried it. I have confirmed that these things, they work. This mouth that we have, every one of us, we have confirmed the power of the tongue. Correct? Correct? Eh? Is it not with the mouth that you attract attention from your mama, the little baby? What did they take attract the attention of the mother? Don't be cry with mouth. And the mother will be moved. I have confirmed even in the higher realm that these things work. Authority. Authority. Praise the Lord. Authority. That's why I told you one time, I shared this with you before. I told you, I said that it is not when this 1 hour with Jesus, when I was emphasizing this thing about 1 hour with Jesus, I say, watch it, watch every time, watch every time that there was a miracle by Jesus. You just make one statement to glorify the Lord. Say, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. He doesn't talk with, you know, we will talk more than that one sentence. The next thing is, you just touch the person and the person stands up. Hallelujah. And they get beautiful. Peter and John, passing by the gate, they saw that beggar. Amen. And Peter stood there and said, oh Father, look at this condition. Oh Lord, heal this. It is written, by your stripes we are healed. Did he say that? What did he say? Silver and gold have I no, but such as I have, in the name of the Lord Jesus, rise and walk. Rise and walk. Why? Because, listen, amen. Every early in the morning, before the day we start, Jesus will withdraw and go and soak himself. That is the time he's saying, Father, empower me. Father, let your hand rest upon me. Father, anywhere I go today, Father, when I bind, let it be bound. When I loose, let it be loose. Father, let your grace come upon me. Father, raise your hand upon me. Father, 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 Father. And then he equipped himself in his quiet time with the Lord. But Christians don't have time for quiet time with the Lord, and you want something to happen. You don't acquire it. You don't have a quiet time. Moment where you soak yourself in his grace, in prayer. I've gone to meetings outside, and then the pastor will, the preacher rather, they give him microphone, come and preach. Then he's standing there, and for the next 30 minutes he's still praying. Father, come today. Speak to your people, Lord. Come and do this, Lord. Come and do this, Lord. Father, come and do this, Lord. Now that time you're supposed to pray that prayer. Didn't you know you'll be preaching today? I know I'm coming for vigil. And I'm coming here to minister to the people. Then when I call a microphone, then I'm saying, Father, I have come. Like you came last week, come today, Lord. Let rest your hand upon me, Lord. That anybody that I pray today, let them receive healing, Lord. Lord, come today, Heavenly Father. Lord, today. Lord, 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 Lord. And then the people are saying, Amen, Amen, Amen. Have you ever seen me do that in the church? I don't know, sir, they come minister here before. Now here I go prepare. I prepare in my house. Or I prepare in my office before I come out. When I collect microphone, it's action. It's action. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am telling you what I have experienced. When you cultivate the presence of God in your quiet time, then you can exercise that authority better. You can exercise that authority better. Do you imagine, amen, I said last week, I said, I was sleeping about between 1 and 1:30 a.m. I was sleeping. And there was an emergency call that came through my wife's phone. A pregnant sister was having problem, serious complication. And then they wake me up. You can imagine. And now that time I enter the spirit of sleep way well. That type of sleep is sweet. And she woke me, she says, very sorry to wake you, very sorry. And she put her phone on speaker, so I was hearing the sister crying in agony. Now, amen. Is that time you be saying, Father, Father, heal her. Oh Lord, heal her. Now that time, Abby, she go die, they go. Amen. Speak the word. Speak the word. And I spoke. I pray like Jesus prayed. Father, I thank you because you always hear me. And I faced her on foe. And God delivered her. Now, hallelujah. If I can do it, you can do it too. I'm sharing. If I can, what? Even Elijah, James said he was an ordinary man like us. He said he was of like, he's an ordinary man like us, Elijah. I am an ordinary brother like you, enjoying the grace of God through a knowledge that I'm sharing with you now. Practice it. Practice it for your business. Practice it for your health. Practice it. Hallelujah. Practice it for your marriage. Practice it for your children. Practice it on your ministry. Practice it in every area of your life. It works. I have confirmed it. And God, like I spoke last night, God allowed me to confirm some of this so that I can be a true witness. I have read this. I told you one time, I said that a young man who had leukemia, cancer of the blood, from Germany. I met with the brother at the airport. He just told me his brother came, went to all the big churches and this and that, and they gave him 3 months to die. I told him to see us in our Tuesday healing and deliverance program. He came, they brought him to me. And I looked at him. We were in one back office that time. And I looked at him, he had gone everywhere you can think of. And I when he came in, I said, so you have leukemia? He said, yes. In fact, he had branched the doctor. They said they need a grafting of a bone, the white, what did they call it? Bone marrow. So that he can have some blood before he came to the church that day. I can't forget that testimony. I said, leukemia. Then I jumped up. And I would say, hey, praise God, praise God. And he was surprised. I said, oh, I'm sorry. Do you know why I'm jumping? I said, I am a follower of the ministry of William Marion Braham. Have you heard of him? He said, no. I said, God, use that man mightily. And many of the miracles that God took place through that man, I have experienced it. I have also prayed for the dead and they came back to life. And several other conditions, I have read of cases he handled, cancer, and included leukemia. And I have prayed for cancer. Now, I'm seeing leukemia for the first time. I'm seeing somebody with that case. That's why I'm excited. Hallelujah. And I say, if I preach what that man is preaching, then those miracles should also follow me. And you know, his own base was Apostle Paul. And me too, I quote Apostle Paul. That's where William Branham quote. In fact, I go beyond William Branham. I go to Apostle Paul. I say, Lord, when I want to use handkerchief, I will say, Lord, Apostle Paul use handkerchief. I preach what Apostle Paul preach. Oh yeah, me too, see my handkerchief here. Amen. Now, listen. I hope you understand me. Not when I see you, I say, Lord, you use handkerchief for Apostle Paul. Lord, see my handkerchief here, use it. No. In my closet. So when I came here last week, Tuesday, and then a sister looking for fruit of the womb for so long, and then I saw her, I said, Jerry, give me handkerchief. Now that time I want to pray for handkerchief. I have already asked God in my closet. So when he gave me handkerchief and I tie it around her and I made my pronouncement, it's only normal that there shall be a deliverance. And there was deliverance. And she herself said, as soon as I lose that, he said something left her. And that was when she was vomiting all manner of things out. Now listen, praise the Lord. I looked at that man, and of course, I think I've given that testimony here before. And God healed that young man. And he went back to Germany. Hallelujah. And Oyibo, they were calling me to come to Germany. If I would like to come to Germany, they want to confirm it's beyond. That did not make me to be a miracle worker, a cancer healer. I believe with the whole of my heart, because I am going to be a teacher, I must not be a false witness. I must teach what I have confirmed. That is why I teach with authority I teach. If you practice it, it will work. Because I have confirmed it and I am not lying. I am not saying William Branham say, Apostle Paul say, Peter say. I am saying I have confirmed it. I've confirmed it. Hallelujah. I gave you the testimony of that young girl that died in my house. Hours we prayed, it didn't come back to life. My wife was already going to look for money. We should take her to the mortuary. When suddenly an anger came upon me. This time now, it wasn't prayer. I believe it is like God told Moses, Pharaoh and his army coming behind, in front, Red Sea. And they were crying. And then he would scream, he cried. And God would tell him, Moses, why are they crying? What did he say? He said, speak. You are to speak. There is time to pray. There is time to exercise authority. I will not forget that night. They are all here. Even the young girl is here in the church now. I say, I remove my cloth. If this girl doesn't come back to life, I will resign as pastor of Bride Assembly Church. Put her on the ground. I will count four. I was talking to the dead body. I will count four. At the count of four, if you don't come back to life, then I know I'm wasting my time. Say I'm the pastor. One, two. After praying for more than 5 hours, the whole thing was there. Those who are crying were crying. Prophet Nonso was in my house that day with his mother for me to pray for. We forget that case. We see why we pass. They joined us. Everybody prayed. And one, two, three, four. I shouted her name. Comfort! She jacked up and came back to life. She's still alive today. That is the power of the spoken word. That is the power of the spoken word. So I have confirmed it. I don't say first in time, come and call me. Oh. Don't bring any dead body come my house. Oh. God only allowed that one to happen so that I can teach it. I know they raise people back. Don't say, make a come, follow you, go mortuary. But it works. This mouth, there's power in it. Let somebody confirm it. Somebody here, a mother, you will exercise that power and your dead baby will come back to life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is it a Shunammite woman with the baby that died? What you say matters. Is everything right with the baby? What did she say? What did she say? All is well. People who believe in the power of the tongue don't use the word negatively against themselves. All is well. And all must be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when I give my own testimony, when I preach this, it's because I have a testimony behind what I am saying. I am not a false witness. I am a true witness of the scriptures. I have confirmed that you stand on these scriptures, on the teachings. God is obligated to back it up. The problem is, we have closed mouth. Somebody made this statement. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. I believe it. Say something. You must say something. I'm sure my sister from Ireland is watching me, Sister Nolunga. She told us the testimony of her three daughters. When they were small, how she used to be prophesying to them, even before them. She said, while she was in school, she would tell her schoolmates, secondary school, this is the type of person that we marry. He will be like this, he will be like that, he will be like this, he will be like that. And exactly when it time for her to marry, it was exactly that person she kept confessing that came to her. And she got married. Now she got married, she's in a shop, working in a supermarket. And she said, there was a particular set of twins, a woman that used to bring twins to her shop. Said, anytime he comes, she will say, I will deliver twins like this. Twins. My children, my first children I will give birth to will be twins like this. She was still believing God for fruit of the womb. She was prophesying twins to herself. She would give them gifts. He said, I will soon have children like you, twins. And it came to pass, she took in. She delivered twins. Hallelujah. And she kept saying it, I think when she was in school, that she will not live in South Africa, that she will live in Europe. That she will live outside South Africa, she will not live there. She kept saying it. Because she was saying it, she said, miraculously, there was something that happened, some form of scholarship that came to her also, some program that came up like that, and she qualified, and she had to move with her children to Europe, to UK. And there she has been. She said, later on she lost her husband, she became a widow. She had to raise three children. And she said, they'll be sleeping. While sleeping on the bed, one by one she'll be talking to them, prophesying over them, prophesying their future, prophesying this. And she told me personally that as time went on, all that she kept saying over those children came to pass. Concerning their education, concerning favor, concerning what, concerning this, whatever it is, she spoke. And those children, 23 years old, pursuing their doctorate degrees now. And anywhere they went, a special favor will be following them. Anywhere they went, a special favor will be following them because she spoke over them. Somebody tell your neighbor, say something. Say it and say something. Say it again. And I always remind you, hallelujah, that even our brother Maduka has exercised this and keeps exercising it. He gave us his own example here, openly. About that land that he said he wanted to buy, next to his land, his office in Abuja. He went to the people, offered them as much of as maybe 700 million or so to buy. They refused. And what will happen? He needed it. And he said one day, he opened his window, looking at the land, and he make a pronouncement. I possess this land. This land shall be mine. And my company will expand beyond this. I claim it in the name of Jesus. He spoke. Tell your neighbor, speak. Don't cry, speak. Say, don't cry, speak. Say, don't worry, speak. You don't tell him. Maybe you don't hear him. Tell him again. Tap the neighbor. Make him hear you well. Speak. Say something. How it will happen, he didn't know. But before you know what, he had the opportunity to see the president, see the minister, and then the land, the owner, it was revoked and reallocated to him. And he paid just a little to own the land. Because he spoke. Tell your neighbor, because you have spoken, you will testify. Because you have spoken, you will testify. That's the truth. Am I talking about Nolunga? Sister Clara said, when she was small, she said, first and foremost, she says, she will not marry anybody from her village. And the husband she will marry the husband that will live in a duplex. She said it in her, she was growing up. She was saying it. This is her own testimony to me later. You heard her when she spoke during my birthday. She said that she was desiring, and she was saying it, that her own wedding shopping will not be in Nigeria. It will be done abroad. She said it. And it came to pass. When Sister Clara married Brother Moses was living in a duplex. When it was time for her wedding shopping, Brother Moses decided, you will go to London. No, she didn't request for it. She didn't say, I want to go for my shopping in London. She didn't. I am the one that say, you will go to London and shop there. Because she said it. Tell your neighbor, say something concerning your life. You have to say it for it to come to pass. Don't wish. Wishes don't come to pass. It is what you say come to pass. Don't even dream it. Every dream you have, hallelujah, is to cause you to say something in line with what you saw. Oh, when people will understand this, hallelujah, then that scripture will come to pass. Ye are gods. You are gods. We have dominion. I know who I am. I am a wonder. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Let me quickly drop this before we read this scripture. Listen. Your fasting. You're going to camp and going to mountain. It is not there you go to get results. That is where you go to equip yourself. Do you understand? Anytime you go to the mountain, listen to me. Don't carry any problem to the mountain. Listen again. Oh. See, try what I'm telling you. I have practiced it. It is working. When I told you this thing, you don't understand. I said, I have never gone to fast for God to do anything for me. I've got this revelation a long time ago. Anytime you see me fasting, I am fasting for self-consecration. I am fasting to reestablish my relationship with God. I am fasting to charge myself. If I go to the mountain, I am not taking any problem to the mountain. There is no mountain that can solve any problem for you. If not, hallelujah, all of us will for the live for mountain. That mountain you go is to go and charge yourself and recharge. When battery don't go down, now in the thing, they work. Your faith is not working. Your prayer is not working because the battery is down. When the battery is down, hallelujah, that is when you look for a charger. The mountain is the charging point. The camp is the charging point. Your private prayer is the charging point. So that you can come now and use the phone after the charge. Anywhere I go, I am using the phone because it is fully charged. When the battery is going down again, I start fasting. I start fasting. I recharge myself again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that now that I am charged, if I am sleeping and a witch enter my room, I jump up. I am jumping up with fire. I am charged.